about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about this student. I guess he's 10 years old. He was pointing his finger at another kid. You know, like cowboys and Indians, like we used to play years ago, which a lot of kids don't play anymore because it's not, you know, politically correct. You don't really, you know, shoot cowboys. You don't shoot Indians. We love our cowboys. We love our Indians. So we don't, you know, pretend to shoot them anymore. But some people will still kind of make the finger movement. All right. Sign language, a G. Finger movement like a gun. Anyway, a kid was pointing it at another kid's head. His fingers get suspended. I want to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, I apologize, that, you know, when a lot of us women, this is something we don't like to talk about. I don't like to talk about on air because I get a lot of men, you know, that listen to the show and they're like, oh man, they're talking about girly stuff. But you got to understand, whenever girly stuff happens, it affects you also. So there's this new revolutionary drug that they think can actually shrink fibroids so we don't have to go and have the hysterectomy. And I know many of you men wish we all got our hysterectomy and we could move on and move forward and on with our lives. Sometimes having a hysterectomy is pretty barbaric. Not barbaric in terms of it being done, but going through losing your parts. I mean, you know, we don't really want to lose our girly parts. So we'll talk about that. Then we have a $10,000 toilet. I'd like to talk about what's in this toilet, just in case those of you are thinking about what to get your wife for next Christmas. $10,000, though. Then we're finding that many of these weight loss companies, this is a shocker, guys, are photoshopping. They are photoshopping. And so when you see somebody in a bikini, all right, is that really them or is it the result of some real creative computer techniques? And if there are those computer techniques, why the hell isn't anybody photoshopping my pictures? We also find that the rates of many quote-unquote mental disorders, I hate that term, appear to be much higher in soldiers than in civilians. We're going to talk about smoking changing the structure of a teen's brain. We got a whole bunch of stuff. But as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a couple lawsuits. I think we got this kid that is suing her parents because she was kicked out of the house. I need to find that. My computer is acting slow. And we have, I guess, a woman who is suing her boss because she was forced to urinate on a cardboard box. Let's talk about this one. A 51-year-old female factory worker in Minnesota is suing her former employer after claiming she was fired for going to the bathroom in a box on the factory floor. Apparently, she says, her name is Lily Prince, she was barred from using the bathroom during her shift at the Electrolux Home Products factory in St. Cloud, Minnesota, back in August 2012. And because she was barred from using the bathroom during her shift, the restriction forced her to take a drastic action that resulted in her quote-unquote unfairly losing her job. She did win her job back 11 months later when an arbitrator reversed a dismissal, but now she is suing for discrimination and lost wages. Plus, she lost urine at the whole same time. Now, apparently, she said she kept telling the supervisor she had to go to the bathroom and was repeatedly denied permission. Okay, you see, this is what I would do. Rather than pee, I would just leave and pee. I mean, you know, if you're already going to get fired for peeing on a box, I would rather pee in a toilet. So I would have probably said, I got to go. All right, she said she first asked the supervisor to use the bathroom at 12:45, was told no. Then asked again in 15 minutes, said no. He said he didn't have time to give me a bathroom break. What is this? This is 2014. You kidding me, really? She went back, saw the supervisor. Then I guess the supervisor strolled past her in the break room. And so she thought, okay, fine, I'm going to go pee. And then I guess, I don't know if she had any toilet paper at the time. Usually cardboard boxes don't have toilet paper, which, though, is something that we should probably look at. You know, maybe we do want to have in our places places of work, I talk to my staff all the time, do they want a porta potty? If they can't leave the front desk because it's busy, do they want to sit on a porta potty? Because we can make the porta potty look like it's not funny. I let them go to the bathroom, of course. But, you know, this is something that just absolutely makes no sense. Okay, this makes no sense to me. They say company lawyers, I guess, tried to have the suit dismissed. All right, and I guess, you know, not enough evidence. I don't know what evidence they need. If there's pee-pee, okay, on the floor, I mean, I don't know how much evidence they need. But, you know, this is something where as an employer, okay, I just pull my hair out trying to figure that out. I can tell my patients and I can tell people, look, okay, my staff has to go to the bathroom. Let them go to the bathroom, okay? Somebody will be right with you. And you know, in the olden days, you would have out to lunch or a sign that says either out to lunch or out to, I don't know. Okay, these are things that should make the workplace environment more comfortable, right? By 2014, we shouldn't need to use the labor laws that are out there to protect us to be able to go to the bathroom. My engineer gets plenty of bathroom breaks, okay? Because I go to the bathroom. I even announce on air when I'm going to go to the bathroom, so he goes to the bathroom. But if you guys are seriously working in environments where you are not allowed to go to the bathroom, that's some scary stuff. And I know you are, because many of you come to me for work notes saying, please allow frequent bathroom breaks. And some of you have to very embarrassingly tell your employer why. You have incontinence, you have heavy periods, men have prostate issues, status post prostate biopsy, stool issues. That's pretty embarrassing, but it wouldn't hurt for you to, if you think, get the doctor's note. That's what we're here for frequent bathroom breaks. Now, on the flip side, this is also what goes on, okay? I've had staff in the past do this, where they go to the bathroom multiple times so they could text, etc. For me, if they have kids, I don't mind, all right? I know it's unfair to the other workers, but again, I'm a mom, so I understand. But you do have that, and you have somebody rooted for the rest of everybody else, because they just keep going to the bathroom so they can take a break, not do their work. Then they come back 10 minutes later. Now, this is why labor laws provide break time. You're supposed to get a 15-minute break every 4 hours, right? Plus then time for lunch. But if you do have a medical condition or you don't think that's going to work for you, you got to get a doctor's note. All right, but man, it scares me to think this is going on now. Don't go away. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad who was working on the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, this news is starting to kind of hit home for me, and I know it's kind of more an economic news, but you hear that Radio Shack is going to be closing about 20% of its stores. They say Radio Shack will close about 1,100 of its stores here in the United States because of weak holiday results, prompting significant losses. Now, I don't really remember much about this year's Super Bowl game, which was a very strange game that I had, but I thought there was a commercial where Radio Shack was trying to redefine themselves, where you saw all the old 80s stuff, because, you know, Radio Shack was huge in the 80s, and they were trying to, you know, bring us back by saying, you know, look, we're young, we're youthful, etc. And then you hear now they just couldn't. They couldn't recoup. And so they tried back in 2013 to turn things around. I think there was supposed to be some sort of a new campaign. I don't remember. I apologize. But now they're saying that the company reported a loss of $191 million for the fourth quarter. And, you know, when you see somebody like Radio Shack, for me, Radio Shack was the big thing of the 80s, all right? It was all about Radio Shack. When you needed to get something, you had to get it at Radio Shack. So when you see companies who you thought were too big to fail and you start to see them fail, it's kind of sad. Now, I understand things change. I get that. I mean, I know that there were stores in the 1940s. In the 1950s that don't exist anymore, and I get that, you know, that it's the circle of life, but the whole neighborhood Radio Shack store, that it kind of brings us, you know, back to when we were younger. It just kind of brings us back to our youth. You know, the coolest stuff was at Radio Shack. I remember my dad and my brother, we would just want to walk into Radio Shack to see what was there. You know, the cool new Walkmen, etc. But it's definitely a sign of the times. Okay, now that you could get all your electronic goods at Walmart or online even, you're even seeing companies like Best Buy struggle. So if Radio Shack is starting to struggle, you know that other stores are too. Now, Radio Shack, I don't know if they did the right, shall we say, marketing. And I don't know if people, and I apologize, I'm my cold is worse today, so I'm blaming the show on the cold, okay? Yeah, that's why I'm struggling. It's the cold. iPhones. People go to an Apple store for the iPhone, okay? But do people look at Radio Shack? Do people look at Walmart? Do people look at Best Buy as where you can get your iPhone goods? No, they look to the Internet. It's all about the Internet or the Apple store. Why? Because the Apple store has tech support. They have, just like, you know, Mac products and makeup. Mac is a very, very popular makeup store. And every time I walk by a mall, that store is flooded with people. Why? Because you could get free mini makeovers. When you walk in there, they will find the color, they will find the blush, they will figure out what makeup you need. The makeup is expensive, I have to admit, but it's good stuff. I'm pretty upset. I broke, I threw my purse down and it cracked the makeup there. So now I've basically lost a 30-some dollar piece of makeup just all over the place. But that's okay. All right, I'll have to make it up. But anyway, do a couple extra pap smears. But, so these stores need to be smart about things, okay? And like, who's the one that does the Geek Squad? Is that Best Buy also? One of them does a Geek Squad where they will teach, so people will go to you to learn what to do with your computers, etc. The only thing is we have YouTube now. If I want to learn something, if I want to know what's going on, YouTube. You know, I was at my kids' lacrosse game. Now, my kids are in lacrosse, and lacrosse, it's kind of new, okay? And it's exciting. I never knew much about lacrosse. I come from a football family, soccer family, so my kids are playing lacrosse. Well, there's a red flag and a yellow flag. I don't know what the hell those are. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go to YouTube. I don't have to go to a library and do the Dewey Decimal System and try to find something on lacrosse. I can go to YouTube, and YouTube will teach me. So the idea that I could be taught by just not even having to have interaction with people, you know, these companies are struggling. So you always have to be creative, all right, about how you are going to not only get your product out. It can't just all be about good product, okay? Like with doctors. There's a lot of good doctors out there, all right? But what makes you different? Why will somebody go to you? Okay, well, you have to be a good doctor. You have to be nice. You have to have good bedside manner, all right? But you're starting to see that other doctors are trying to be all in one. Do, you know, like, for example, not only can you see me, but you could also get your Botox, or you could get your vitamins, or you could, etc. And so you're starting to see doctors have completely different practices from the way things were in the olden days. You know, doctors didn't need to try to vie for your business. Now, true, with Obamacare, you're going to have doctors that are, overflooded. Okay, we get that. I mean, now there's not enough doctors. Doctors are leaving, etc. But one of the reasons why doctors are leaving is because they're done with it. I mean, they aren't, you know, you could only, you know, please your customers if you're pleased yourself. So you're starting to see some real lack of customer service in the whole doctor-patient relationship. And I say that because many of you have been complaining. My doctor really said, I don't care if I'm upset. The doctor's not returning my calls. You know, what's happening to medicine? Where's the personal attention? You're right. You know, it is. It's changing. I had a patient really ticked off that every time he calls, he can't talk to me. Yeah, and I told him, this isn't the office for you. I can't. I got a family. I can't call you every time because you don't want to come in. I understand why he doesn't want to come in. He lost his insurance, so he can't afford to come in. But there's only so much I can do for free on the phone. And, I mean, I have to put my foot down. And it stinks, and I hate to do that because that's not why I went to medicine. I went into medicine to do free care and to take care of people. And then I learned pretty quickly that in order to pay your staff, you can't do stuff for free. You actually need to make money. I learned that very early on. I also learned early on that if you give free advice after hours, that free advice could be used against you in a court of law. And somebody who wants to try and sue you because you gave some sort of advice that didn't get followed up on because he thought all he had to do was call you when you were at the gym, no. So, it's going to be very interesting if medicine seems to fall the same way that we're starting to see with Radio Shack and with electronics stores. You wondered how this all tied in. I know, it took me a while to get to the point. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. If the little boutique shops where you come in with your gadget, they show you how to fix it, etc., if these things are starting to be no more, and it's going to be a very interpersonal relationship on the internet. Now, mind you, people have been going to Best Buy for that one-on-one. They go for Best Buy, to Best Buy, they get their questions answered, then they run home and they find it cheaper on the internet. How long do you think Best Buy could be around if you guys keep doing that? So things are becoming more and more cold, more and more distant. Now you're starting to see doctors sell their time over the internet. Okay, doctors are saying, to heck with this free stuff. Fine. You want an internet visit? We'll do that. $30 internet visit. Well, maybe that's good, but who's touching you? All right? Who's reading your expressions? Well, Dr. Dahlia, it's all on Skype. It's different, okay? What happens on camera is still way different than what you pick up on. I am still a believer that we have a sixth sense, a seventh sense. These are things that we have that I believe you can only use when you're in the room with the patient. Okay? You know, it's weird. There was a guy that, remember I told you when somebody was groping me, trying to grope me, right? And we had to kick him out of the office. And I have gotten the heebie-jeebies from him years ago. It took him a while. Most of your sexual predators, they're not new people to you. They're people that have been a part of your life for a while. And I remember getting the heebie-jeebies from him. There was no reason for me to get the heebie-jeebies. I just did. Okay? I just got the heebie-jeebies from him. And I was right. Okay? Heebie-jeebies. Or Sixth Sense, or the Willies, whatever you want to call it, those are things that you can only get on a personal level. Somebody teaching me something on an internet versus somebody in front of me showing me in a lab, whoa, I would definitely take the lab any day. I would definitely learn more with that. So it's just interesting, but I want you guys to think about it with your business, okay? The smart people realize how long a run they have. Nothing lasts. Okay? Gemco. Where's Gemco? What happened? Circuit City. Where's Circuit City? Blockbuster. Where are those? What's going on now? 31 Flavors. Now, I understand 31 Flavors had to rebrand, but remember 31 Flavors? There would be 31 Flavors. That was brilliant. You may need to rebrand. Maybe your marriage needs a little rebranding. We talked about that with relationships. Okay? Maybe the same old isn't working. Same old doesn't work. Okay? Things have to be rebranded. I wish they worked. I love old school. I love it. But, you know, rebrand. Go, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com. It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I gotta blow my nose. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, I mean, how much mucus can my body make? I mean, I understand the urine, I get that. I understand saliva. I understand that you gotta poop. But oh my gosh, my sinuses aren't that big. Jeez, yeah. I know, we talked about what to do. We talked about peppermint and Tabasco sauce and the pharmaceuticals. Oh my gosh, can you hear that? Oh, man. And you know what? It's so stupid. This cold is so stupid because it has gone on forever. And I don't know what it's trying to protect me from or do. I really don't understand what it wants me to do. You know, you got to listen to your body. When your body is sick, right? You listen to it. Your body gives you signals. Like, for example, a lot of times when you're, shall we say, like iron deficient, right? Okay. You know, you get pica. And you want to eat, eat things that appear to probably have iron, like ground. You'll want to eat the dirt. You'll want to eat things hard. You know, it's a protective mechanism. When you get a bug bite, you want to scratch. You want to scratch it out. We talked about yesterday recluse spider bites in the second hour. A lot of times it gets very, very itchy and you start to blister because your body wants you to scratch the antigen out. You know, when you get sick and you start getting the fever and you're coughing, you're sneezing, there's supposed to be reasons for it. It's all defense mechanisms. And I, for the life of me, don't know what the hell this defense mechanism is where I'm getting snot going back up behind my sneezing tube, giving me an ear infection. This really blows. This really blows. But anyway, I'm not going to feel sorry for myself because we've got somebody else feeling sorry for herself. Apparently, I have an 18-year-old New Jersey honor student. She's 18 years old, Rachel Canning. And from what I understand, being reported here by New York Daily News, she is suing her parents, Sean and Elizabeth Canning, because they threw her out of their Lincoln Park, New Jersey home and stopped paying for her private high school. She was a lacrosse player and a cheerleader. But the dad said she left voluntarily because she didn't want to abide by house rules. An honor student, cheerleader, apparently she demands that the mother and father continue to pay her private high school and impending college costs, as well as her mounting lawyer fees. Oh, this girl's a real piece of work. Rachel Canning claims she's been out of her parents' home since her 18th birthday, November 1, after her parents vowed to cut her off from support both financially and emotionally. She must have really ticked them off. Okay, but apparently the parents say their quote-unquote spoiled college-bound daughter doesn't live by their house rules and left the home because she didn't like the law of the land. Now, her father was a former Lincoln Park police chief. I'm really starting to like these parents here. Now, the Morris Catholic High School senior lacrosse player now lives in Rockaway, New Jersey, at the home of a classmate. Now, the father, John Inglesino, is the one actually paying for the lawsuit. I knew there was going to have to be another adult involved. My parents have rationalized their actions by blaming me for not following their rules. They stopped paying my high school tuition. I'm a parent. Where am I supposed to pay for a kid's private school and college? That is nowhere in the contract. Now, I took pictures of the placenta that came out when both kids were born. I took pictures of the placenta because I didn't want them to later legally claim that there was something written on there that I had to do. But paying private school and paying college is not... You know, my parents are very interesting. I grew up in a much different scenario. I wanted to leave. The day I turned 18, I wanted to leave. I didn't like their rules, and I wanted to support myself. And my parents, God bless them, but they were very domineering and didn't want me to leave and didn't want me and kind of wanted me in their control. And so I fled. I left. I was out of there. I love my mom, my father, rest in peace. But I had the relationship where I wanted to be somewhere else for high school so I didn't have to switch high schools again for the fourth time. Went to 12 schools in total. And so I couldn't. So, I mean, I'm looking at this girl as she gets to leave and she gets to live out of friends. How many of us got to live out of friends? That was cool. Now, what did she do? I don't know. They're not telling us what she did to get in trouble. All right. But apparently her Catholic tuition bill is $5,300. If you go to a Catholic school for $5,300 a year, I got to tell you, that is cheaper than a lot of schools out there. And then $12,500 for accrued legal fees. Another question I have is, isn't she already a senior? Isn't she a senior? And so, unless that's the remaining fees, maybe it costs like, I don't know, $15,000 to go for the year, and those are the remaining fees. All right. But apparently the dad said she doesn't come home at curfew. She doesn't do chores, things like that. You know, I think it's about time for us parents to have some real tough love discussions. Real tough love discussions with our kids. I think these kids have completely different expectations, all right? Now, if my kids love me and they want to be around me, that's fine. But if they only want to have an association with me or a relationship with me because I'm Mama Moneybags, oh, hell to the no, okay? I want something in return. Our kids are investments. I mean, let's get kind of cold and, you know, really, really nuts and boltsy here, okay? Everything we do is an investment. everything we do. When we go into a relationship, you look at it as an investment. Am I going to get gain from this relationship? Let's be honest here, okay? You're dating a woman. What are you going to gain by dating her? Are you going to gain companionship? Are you going to gain sex? Why should you put money out, right? Take her out. Why should you be off the market? Okay? Why? What are you going to gain from this woman? Is she going to make your mom happy? Is she going to be a good wife, a good mother? Okay? Same thing, women and men. If I'm going to be off the market, all right, for this man, what's my gain? Okay? You know, same thing with the house. Okay? I'm going to sell my home to this buyer. Am I going to make enough? Is it worth taking off the market? Everything. So, same thing with the baby. Okay? Now, you would think mom and dad would have kids because they want somebody to love. Yeah, I love kids. Absolutely. I love my kids. All right. But we invest in them still, whether we want to admit it or not. Why are we putting them through college? Well, because we want them to do well. Why do we want them to do well? Because we're their parents. Yeah, I want my kids to do well. That's fine. I do. Absolutely. But it's still an investment. Because if they don't do well, right, there's going to be problems later. You have to support them. See, it all comes down to money. You have to support them. They can't support themselves. And you know in this day and age, not having money could be a huge problem. So whether we try to kitten glove it and try to romanticize it or idealize it and make it sound like something it's not, it's all an investment. If parents, and if any of you kids are listening, if parents think that you are a waste of an investment, they will do their parenting duties because they're your parents. But don't expect them to be mama money bags. And, I mean, you have to follow. I mean, you know, we as parents are responsible for you. True, when you're 18, we're not, but still, publicly, we're responsible. If my kid does something stupid on Twitter or YouTube, I'm responsible no matter what age they are. And if, God forbid, they hurt themselves, I carry that pain for life. So, yeah, I'm already so invested. I want investment back. And what do I want from my kids? Number one is I don't want them to call me old lady. Number two, I don't want them to comment on my butt being big. Number three, I don't want them saying they love dad more than me. Okay, I think that's ridiculous. You love us both the same. Number four, I want them to try. Okay, they don't have to get straight A's. I want them to try. Okay, and then five, if I need help later, okay, that I could come to them. Oh, mom, are you going to be peeing on yourself? You always talk about how you're going to pee on yourself. Yes, I may. Okay, unconditional love means no matter what I turn into, you are going to love me. But, mom, if you poo on yourself, you're going to stink. I go, well, who's going to take care of me if not my kids? I'll let you wear a mask. If I can wear a mask and gloves, now, of course, I'm not going to do that to my kids. God forbid. All right? But, yeah, I've had that conversation. I go, you may think you could just go off, get married, and move to, you know, Europe. But no, no, no. I'm your mama. We families stick together. I took care of my family. We stick together. Don't leave your mama. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days. April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, after we get through this recession, and I know we're still stuck, I'm a little nervous because usually what gets you out of a recession or a depression is a world war, right? Yeah, that's kind of scary. I don't even want to think about that. With what's going on with the Ukraine and Russia. I'm part Russian, but I have nothing to do with what's going on there. I have Russian roots. I got Russian roots, German roots, Austrian roots. I have Puerto Rican in the family. We have Mediterranean, everything. So, yeah. So, no, I can't call Putin up. He's not kin. No, I don't know what's going on. But what I do want us to do is after we kind of get through this recession, and some of you are, luckily, but the rest of us, we're still kind of figuring out how to pay our bills. We're going to go into how to pamper ourselves. I really think we need to go to a little selfish phase, don't we? Don't we need to pamper ourselves? All we do all day long is for everybody else. All right? Now, mind you, I love what I do. I love my job. I love seeing patients. I love doing radio. I know I complained the other day that one of my patients got me sick, or a lot of you guys got me sick, and I was really ripping y'all a new one for giving me this cold. But you know what? I wouldn't give it up for the world. I love what I do. But let's talk. You know, we call it talking talkless. Okay, we're gonna talk talkless right now. And what we're gonna say is we don't do stuff for ourselves. What do we do that pampers ourselves? We really don't. Well, I go to the gym. No, you're going to the gym for your body. And you're going to the gym because you want to look a certain way. That's great if you think it's pampering, but that's really not fun, okay? Oh, yeah, you know, went to the movies with the kids and we saw Frozen. All right, I mean, I hear it's a great Disney movie, et cetera, but is that something you really wanted to do? Okay? You know, I mean, how much of your day is about what you want to do? Now, a lot of us do sneak a few minutes for ourselves and pamper ourselves. And how are we doing that? We're going into the chocolate. We're going into the comfort food. You're having a beer. One of the reasons why I believe we have obesity and we have the problems that we have is not so much because of, I don't know, that there's some evil company out there or we've all become stupid. No, it's because we don't do things to enjoy ourselves anymore. We don't have that little selfish time. You know, in the olden days, you know, there was really not much to do. There was no TV. So what would you do? You would sit on the porch, kick back, talk. You'd talk to who you wanted to. If you wanted to be alone, you could be alone. You know, chop some wood. You could go and hunt, go for a walk, etc. You had a little bit more me time, alone time, etc. True, a lot of us worked long hours. We had long walks home, so not everybody. But, it just seemed to be that we might have actually enjoyed more niceties than you actually really do now. You know, the fact that I have access to the internet now actually gives me more work because now there's no excuse for me to not call somebody back or write somebody back. I have now so much more responsibility because of all these little things that are supposed to be making our life easier. So, you know, one thing we need to talk about probably later this year is how to, while we're in this recession, pamper yourself, do things for you that is not going to the food and going to the chocolate. Because I think that's what a lot of us do. It's the only way we get to please ourselves. Well, there's other ways to please ourselves, but we're not going to be talking about that. Okay? Now, one thing you could do if you have the money for it, I don't, is buy a $10,000 heated toilet. This is very interesting, okay? Apparently, it is called the NeoRest 750H. It has a massager, a heated seat, and a lid that opens for you. There are even two quote-unquote sanitizing nozzles, so you don't need toilet paper. Here's the problem. I hope there's like a blow dryer. It is $10,000. The designers of the Toto NeoRest 750H claimed it was inspired by modern architecture with the seat placed exactly 17 inches off the floor to make it as comfortable as possible. That makes no sense. A toilet is only as comfortable based on your knees. I told you guys, I was at this one restaurant where there really wasn't a door into the bathroom. It was one of those things where it was a little bit of a maze to get into the bathroom so I could call for help if I needed to. And the toilets were so low to the ground that my knees were hurting and I didn't think I would be able to get up off the toilet seat. So I was going to have to call one of the waiters to help get me off the toilet seat because my knees were like really bad that day. But, you know, 17 inches could help. The seat has two stainless steel spray nozzles which provide the quote-unquote ultimate in personal cleansing. And here we go, a built-in dryer for your delicate areas. There is a deodorizer to get rid of any unpleasant smells. And the seat will even remember your daily routines. and use that information to mist the bowel before and after use. I don't want to sit on a mist toilet. That makes no sense. Then, let me see, they also have chemicals on there. I think it even talks to you. You know what I would want? Okay, I would want something that looks for melanomas. I have a problem making the time to go to a dermatologist, and the dermatologist I have is kind of a buddy of mine, so I really have trouble having him look up and under, you know, in areas. I would probably ask this toilet seat to do a quick melanoma screen for me while they're down there. And if it could also do a pap smear, okay, maybe it's worth the money. There's also a Brondell Swash 1000 bidet. I guess it has the nozzles, deodorizer, and I've never used a bidet. I am freaked out by some force of nature, and water is very forceful going up and in something. I mean, I would be clenching if I had to sit with a bidet. But, all right, for those of you that want to pamper yourselves, if this is something that you need, go right to it. Now, one way I'm going to pamper myself after this recession, and if I ever get healthcare and health insurance, is going to be getting a hysterectomy. Okay? I am very, very excited. You all, don't worry, we're gonna probably videotape it, publicize it. You guys could all be there, except for when the catheter has to be put in. And fibroids are things, I don't have fibroids yet though. Okay, I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. But fibroids is something that a lot of women suffer with. And they kind of grow either on or within the endometrium, the lining of the uterus or the womb. These things cause heavier bleeding. They cause pain. They cause displacement of the bowel. And it's one of the main reasons a lot of women turn out to go and get hysterectomies. Well, research published in the New England Journal of Medicine said that a pill called Esmea, tranexamic acid, okay, which has been used to tackle heavily periods because it kind of promotes blood clotting. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is instead of the tranexamic acid. This Esmea is supposed to, I guess, control bleeding to 90%, reduce fibroid size such that you didn't have to go and have the full-blown hysterectomy. Now, the drug has been approved for use for now another 3 months because, guess, you were only allowed to use it for, I believe, 3 months in the beginning. And then this could be something that a lot of us premenopausal women who don't know what the heck to do with our uterus and our ovaries, just like you guys don't know what to do when we complain about it, could possibly use. They say it's a major breakthrough. This is Professor Ellis Downs, a consultant gynecologist. Yeah, his last name is Downs. Gynecologist at Portland Hospital in London. From my experience and from the public studies, after 3 months of Esmea, from my experience, Ellis, is that a woman? Fibroids shrink by, probably, yeah, his patients, by an average of 50%, and it gets rid of symptoms and serious side effects. Now, I've been asked by many of you guys, should you guys just get the hysterectomy in case you don't know if you have the BRCA gene? This is something Angelina Jolie is thinking about. Not that we care, but a lot of us are contemplating. If you carry the BRCA gene, that could possibly put you at risk for ovarian cancer, should you take out the ovaries. Now, ovarian cancer is really rare, so I'm not going to urge everybody to go and get hysterectomies. But me already having had a tumor once on my ovary, I probably, and, you know, I would like to start a jewelry line. Maybe take the ovaries, make earrings out of them. Why not? Necklace, pendant out of the uterus. Cervix could be a ring. I got a whole jewelry line going on. Don't go away. 1-877-DOLLY.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.